This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We begin today and we begin this week in this economy with a look at the calendar. The big item is going to be Thursday, the December Consumer Price Index, wither inflation as the Fed keeps its foot on the economic brake. The end of the week also brings a new corporate earnings season. On Friday, we're going to hear from a gaggle of big banks, J.P. Morgan, Citigroup, and Wells Fargo among them. FactSet is guessing fourth quarter profits for S&P 500 companies overall are going to be down more than 4% from a year ago, the worst corporate report since early on in the pandemic. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has our lead story today.
So far, predictions aren't great for corporate earnings in the fourth quarter, when the economy was slowing and layoffs were spreading in tech and finance. Equity analyst Ken Leon at CFRA Research sees the big banks' earnings as a harbinger of what's to come.
A weaker fourth quarter in 22 versus 21, lots of uncertainty for 2023.
He says mortgage finance, investment banking, M&As, and IPOs have all slumped as markets have faltered and borrowing costs have increased. But there's also an upside to higher interest rates for banks, says Mark Zandi at Moody's Analytics.
The interest rates on their deposits, they're rising very slowly, but the interest rate they charge on their loans are up. So they are doing pretty well on that so-called net interest margin. That's their profit margin, and it's pretty good.
But Zandi doesn't think that'll last, which might be welcome news for savers.
I do think banks will need to pay their depositors more to hold on to deposits. They are starting to lose deposits.
And what happens to banks' balance sheets in 2023 will tell us a lot about recession risk, says Karen Petru at Federal Financial Analytics.
Banks are canaries in the economic coal mine.
Quincy Crosby, chief global strategist at LPL Financial, puts it this way.
Whatever happens in the economy is going to manifest itself in the banks.
She'll be watching for any rise in defaults on mortgages, car loans, and credit cards, and how much banks have to put aside to cover those losses.
That will give us an indication of how Americans are dealing with paying back debt.
Crosby says banks reporting on credit card use has already told us something important.
Lower wage earners have been using their cards more and more for necessities than just discretionary items.
A sign higher prices and dwindling savings are pushing those consumers a little closer to the edge. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.